Okay, real talk. How many pictures are on your camera roll right now? Enough to induce a little stress? Let's take a deep breath.
Friend to friend, I want to tell you what finally worked for me. Chatbooks. They make it so easy to actually do something with all those photos.
And right now, they're giving us a podcast exclusive mind-blowing offer. 12 monthly mini photo books for just $12, plus free shipping. That's a full year of printed memories for less than you pay for 1 month of streaming. Sleep better at night knowing your memories are safe. Just pick your photos and the Chatbooks app does the rest. Go to chatbooks.com/get12. That's chatbooks.com/get12 and grab this deal before it's gone.
Just before we start this week's podcast, as you know, we're an indie podcast, which means we're not backed by anyone financial and
We're definitely not.
Well, one thing that normally happens between indie podcasts, which is it's to support each other, and people do trailer swaps. So you'll play one person's trailer and they'll play your trailer in the hope that you'll pick up a few extra listeners. So this week, we had a guy reach out to us called James, and he hosts the Mystery Frequency podcast.
Sounds good.
It does sound very intriguing. This is the description. Turn your dial to find the frequency of the past, where the classic stories of suspense, sci-fi, thrillers and mysteries are found, waiting to be heard once again. There's more to old-time radio than just detectives, and you'll find a variety of those stories here, in their original form, where each episode takes you to another place or time, but only when you find the mystery frequency.
Sounds interesting.
Yes.
Have we got a trailer?
We have, and here it goes.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Turn your dial to find the frequency of the past.
Captain Midnight.
Where the classic stories of mysteries, sci-fi, thrillers, and suspense are found waiting to be heard once again.
Another case for Nick Carter, Master Detective.
You'll find a variety of those stories here, in their original form, where each episode takes you to another place or time.
The Man of Bronze, Doc Savage.
But only when you find the mystery frequency. Available everywhere.
The Shadow knows.
So big thank you, James. All the best with the Mystery Frequency podcast. And I think our listeners would love to go and have a listen to that. And it's on there on all the streaming
platforms.
It wasn't
what I was expecting.
No, so, sounds a bit retro, doesn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, fab. Great.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast.
I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark.
3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a strawberry daiquiri.
Cheers. I'll fetch him over.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Mark.
How are
we
all doing? All right.
Yeah, well, good.
You? Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you. Good.
You'll never guess what day it is today.
What?
It's Caravan Aircon Friday!
Oh, he's had his aircon done. Hey, you picked right week for it, haven't you?
Well, I know, right?
Yeah.
Guess where I'll be sleeping tonight?
Yeah, in Caravan.
And guess what I'll be reading in bed tonight?
Caravanners Weekly?
No, the manual.
The manual. Yeah, so it's not hard, mate. On, off. That's it.
You say that.
You're going to have to explain to Mark what Aircon Caravan Friday is, because he's lost.
What is it, a special day?
So today I had the aircon fitted in the caravan. So we're going to France. In the summer.
You are.
And obviously it's going to be very hot.
You hope.
I am not good. I'm all right with hot weather, but when I come to go to bed, I need to be nice and cool.
Oh,
and I thought,
okay,
there is no way in France I'm going to cope in a caravan that's potentially 30-odd degrees at night.
You know, just go outside, you'll be fine.
Well, I think that's how hot it is outside.
Oh,
so
okay.
I thought, right, I'm getting aircon.
So do you have one of them big condenser units on the side of your caravan?
Is it on roof? Yeah. So I'm absolutely buzzing about that. The funny thing is, we're driving back, and I'm just saying to Gemma, I said, I'll tell you what, Gem. I said, whenever it's hot, guess where you'll find me? I said, I'll be in caravan. And she's reading through manual at time, and she went, it says here it operates on 240 volt and power consumption 2.4 kilowatt. And I went, maybe we'll just sleep in it tonight then.
Gemma's like that, right? I'm putting an eater on in house on full whack.
Yeah.
Bed to herself.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a good day for me.
Okay. So can you remember Seb who came on here?
Yeah, he joined us. Is he coming on again?
He sent us a gift.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It's a bit late.
Oh, it's fragile.
No, it's fragile. It's something for us to try.
Oh,
oh dear.
okay.
Normally, yeah. This is me that brings these in, so this is exciting.
It is.
I can't remember the order.
All right. Are we allowed to see what they are?
Yeah, so...
What are these?
It's a bag.
Are they sweets?
Sweets!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't think this is going to be as simple as this. I'm just going to
open
them.
I'm not going to do it. Open it and take it out.
Are they these sweets that one's like spicy or something?
These are gummies. These are gummies. But don't eat it yet.
Is it roulette?
No.
Roulette.
You won't get shot.
Is this my halfway through? I can't speak.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, right, okay. I've got one.
It smells sweet.
I've tried these, so I'm gonna.
Are these all
the
same?
For the experience.
Well, no. I don't care if you've tried them or not. If you're making us eat them, you're eating them.
Well, somebody needs to.
Hang on, I'm looking at the colour and the what vegetable they are.
That's a very good point, Mark. I've not realised that.
It looks like a chili.
It
does look like a chili.
So your first one then, it's a chili gummy.
Oh my God!
All in.
Yeah.
All in together.
All right. Okay.
2, 3.
Okay. Hang on.
I'm really not good with spicy stuff.
I mean,
what we're reckoning, boys? Do you want a towel? Have you swallowed it, Mark?
No, I am not. I can't.
I mean, there's a lovely flavour to it.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
it's like an everlasting gobstopper. You get a Sunday dinner.
Have you tried one, Mark?
Yeah, I tried.
Does
one.
Does it get worse?
I don't believe you.
Like.
Oh, have you swallowed it?
I have.
Have you swallowed it, Mo?
No.
I won't recommend it.
Well, what do I do with it?
You have to swallow it.
Oh, that burns.
Oh, I tell you what. It's tasty, though.
They are nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
I could speak for
this. I'm just because you've got a box full there. If there's anything spicier than that, I might die.
No.
Okay.
Hang on. So Seb gave us these.
Yes.
Is he trying to kill us off or something? What's he doing?
But do you like it?
Do you want some more?
I'm all right with that. Yeah, so they weren't too bad.
They're boiled sweetsy, so you just suck on these.
All right. We'll be here an hour doing this.
Yeah.
Tell him Rob to suck on balls.
I know. I'm still chewing on this.
Is there another chewy one?
I can't remember which one's which. Sorry?
Is there another chewy one? Because we'll be at this for ages.
They're boiled sweets, though. Just suck on it.
So in other words, he's saying you'll probably end up spitting it out. Right, so
Mark, you need to get one.
Okay. I'm still on the first one.
You're gonna have to hurry up.
As Peter on TikTok would say, sniff test, lick test.
I've just swallowed him.
This is like a boiled sweet.
Mark,
I think it. I don't know if it's hot.
Is that still the first one?
Still first.
Oh mate, I think this is even hot.
I can't pull this in the bag.
Have I given you the wrong one?
Oh, it's very hot.
Mate, oh my God.
Is it
hot? I haven't put the second one in yet. I can't. God, is this safe to play in, boys?
Yeah, well, it's a burner.
There's a sweetness to it.
What, the first one weren't?
Well, my eyes are watering. Oh my God.
Here we
God.
Go. So what flavours are we getting?
Just spicy. Oh.
All I can taste at the minute is pepper.
This is hot.
Then we got a tissue.
I'm trying to get a flavour.
Just chilli, spicy, hot.
You see, I think I'm doing all right for me, to be honest.
You're doing very all right. Yeah.
I bet this episode's a bit like ASMR.
Yeah. Apart from just us coughing and spluttering.
Spluttering and sucking them.
Oh. How are we coping, Mark?
Not good. My wife would love these. She likes spicy real
but... Is she?
I've just had to take my glasses off to wipe my eyes.
Robbie's crying.
Oh, my days.
Oh, do you know what? I'm quite proud of myself here. I've got Mark dying to my right, and I've got Rob crying to my left.
And you're coping.
I'm all right.
I think I've got past the hot.
You're right, Mark. Right.
I can't go.
Shall I take this out because there's more to come?
Yeah,
I'm not going to be able to.
I can't do any more. How many more you got?
One more. It's not spicier.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, but it's not like. It's not dog poo or something, is it?
It's not dog poo, no. And it's not one that tastes like sick.
I'll wait for everyone else on this one.
I need a drink.
All right, yeah. This looks like a treat.
I'm bringing cordial down and I thought, right, I want to make it look like they don't need the cordial. Just, you know, offer it.
I wonder why he said, do you want a cordial, Rob? Looks like chocolate. Brown.
So this one is... Ready?
Yeah.
On three. 1, 2, 3...
I'm a bit more unsure on this one. I'm waiting.
No, put it in your mouth.
Sour.
Oh. Oh my god.
Nope.
That's gonna be very power.
Oh my. Nope.
Oh I'm my. Gonna that my mouth.
20 seconds.
Oh, that's it's gonna come out.
No.
Go.
How long?
Oh my day.
The amount of saliva is in my mouth.
Oh, why did you think this was a good idea while we're recording?
Oh.
Nope, mine's out. Mine's out.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh my
god, I'd rather.
Oh my dick.
So, Seb.
I can't get rid of it.
Thanks, Seb.
I need to get out of my mouth, but I can't get rid of it.
Ooh. Sorry, listeners.
I'd love to say thank you, Seb, but I'm not sure thank you is the right word.
So, what were they? What?
So, one was chili, was sour and chili, and one is sour. I got them mixed up, didn't I?
I didn't get the sour and chili in the middle one. I got it were a bit warm.
Yeah,
I just got sour again.
But that sour on the last one was something else.
Can I finish this drink off, Mark? Yeah, I need it. Yeah.
So, just so you know that we've on the wheel of features that we do, we've got one called Challenge the Chat.
Yes.
Well, he sent one in that we could put into the mix, or when it does land on that, one of us will have to be picked. And that's in this sealed packet.
Sealed, that's already sounding bad.
It makes you think, actually, that's like the creme de la creme.
Yeah.
You'll like this one, Rob. There are instructions.
Oh yes.
Yeah, but instructions on how to eat a sweet?
Yes.
Wow.
Can I read them?
That's weird.
It's sealed up at the minute.
Can I read the instructions?
No, because it's sealed up at the minute.
Oh, they're inside?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And so that'll obviously...
That scares me slightly.
My tongue's burning.
Yeah, so...
Well, thanks for that. Thank you, Seb. I'm really appreciating that.
Tell you what, Seb, a very entertaining sight here watching this. I know you guys can't see this, but I'm sure you heard the the fun.
Well, is that what you call it? Is it fun?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
That's not fun to me.
I know we've said it. Thanks, Seb. Absolutely brilliant. And like, you know, we will say it again. Guys, if you want to send us anything, if you want to get anything like that, get in touch.
Not anything like that. No, I don't want any chili.
Recommend anything to us. If we can get hold of it, or if we can do it and try it, then by all means. I mean, I was talking to my dad not so long ago, and he says that he thought that we should try tripe, and I said no. I draw the line at tripe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's a different level, that, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, milk's nice.
Yeah, you got a drink now, you're cooling down a bit.
Milk's nice.
Yeah. Do you know what? Out of them all, I thought I'd struggle with the spicy or whatever, but
sour.
The sour that absolutely was, sent my mouth.
That was it. Almost was like my mouth was just contorting. Well, it was doing brilliant. Gymnastics.
Well, this one's actually this one is actually called
Death by Sweet.
That one's actually called the challenge. Is actually called Sour.
Yeah.
Now these things have been chemically engineered, I think, to be ultra.
Yeah.
Ultra sour. Yeah.
So basically what we're saying is if the Wheel of Features lands on Challenge the Chat,
yes,
that's the first challenge.
Yeah.
Which is that sealed sweet with instructions.
Yes. There's not just one sweet.
Okay.
That's why there's instructions.
Is it just three for you guys?
No. We'll spin and one of us will do that challenge.
Okay, right, fine.
Make sure my name's not on that.
Well,
not on that
brilliant. Wheel. Brilliant. Hey, I know this is random, but... Yeah. I have to say it. I've been waiting all week to sit and talk to you about it because I think you'll know like where I'm coming from. I think it's our kind of era. I saw someone on Facebook the other day.
John Travolta?
No.
Why John Travolta?
70s.
Our era. Oh, although that's not our era, is it?
No, not really.
Do you know what I mean?
Look at me for.
1870s. I saw it on Facebook and it just, you know when you get that pang of nostalgia?
Yeah.
Yep.
And what it was a copy of a an old contract. So can you remember when wrestling were called WWF?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wrestling, we, Giant A Stacks and Big
well,
Daddy.
Well, yeah. Kendo Nagasaki.
Well, that were a bit before my time and that was WCW, not WWF. Yeah.
Too many W's going
on. W-O-W.
What?
WCW.
World of Wrestling.
Oh.
WWW.
Did that change WCW? Because I remember WCW.
Wow.
No.
Oh.
W-O-W. What is happening here?
Anyway, it was... Yeah, so Wrestling, Big Daddy, Giant A-Stacks.
Kendo Nagasaki. He was a Japanese one with a sword. With a sword.
Never saw him.
A stick.
I don't think they allowed him in a wrestling ring with a sword.
And there was always one, weren't there? There was always one. a skinny guy with a mustache called Barry. We'll take it leotard on. We're going to take on Big Daddy.
A chuckle brother.
Squashed.
Yeah. A chuckle brother, you mean?
Yeah.
So, no, probably fast forward about 10 years from Giant A-Stack.
So, Hulk Hogan's era.
So, if you let me tell you the contract was for, you'll know what era I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. So, it was actually a contract from 1997.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Now we're talking.
Okay.
The
so
Rock.
See if you can Rock.
No.
See if you can guess the wrestler.
Okay.
All right. So it was a contract for a wrestler to return to the WWF.
Yeah.
Okay. So originally was in it and then left and then it was a contract for him to return. They wanted to sign him on a 5-year deal.
Yeah.
Worth $750,000. So bear in mind, I know that's not a lot nowadays for sports stars, but for 1997.
Yeah.
Okay. And also offer them 35% on the royalties, so on their brand, the figurines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, all the other wrestlers were only getting 25%.
Right, okay.
Okay, so who do we think it were?
I think
The Rock.
There's a few. I'm going to say
no,
one could be.
No, The Rock's like 10 years after that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's recent, right.
Is he?
In terms of this,
okay,
yeah.
Go on.
He's WWE pretty much.
Oh, I've got someone.
So I'm going to say maybe The Undertaker.
Okay.
I think he did have a brief spell where he went away.
Okay.
But I'd also, just throw in the mix, it could be British Bulldog.
Oh, nice call.
I forgot about him.
Yeah. Nice call.
Yeah. Were you from Leeds?
British Bulldog.
I know. I think he was from Yorkshire. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think I'd go for somebody like Hulk Hogan.
Well, I thought that originally, because them sort of figures...
He did dip in and out and do films and stuff, didn't he?
But Undertaker was also massive, and I think he did have a bit of time off.
He were massive. He were about 6'6".
Yeah. And the pallbearer. That was his...
Yeah. Do you want to have a guess, Mark?
Well, I were going to say The Undertaker.
Right, OK.
I mean, I know very little about boxing, other than Giant Stacks and The Rock.
You might do, but it's not boxing we're talking about.
You kind of jumped two generations.
You said boxing.
Boxing.
No, I didn't mean... No.
You keep talking about Undertakers. Are you planning for something now?
Yeah, The Undertaker just springs to mind.
So I'll give you one more clue.
I don't know much.
Okay.
All right. So this might get Mark to get it.
Me?
No, other one. All right. It was my favourite wrestler. It was my number one favourite wrestler. And...
The Rock.
And for those of you that when I reveal the answer... will know, and then probably you have permission to laugh. I went to school on fancy dress day, dressed as him.
Okay. Now, I know who my favourite wrestler is, and I'll tell you what, if it's him, then that is hilarious.
Uh-huh.
If it's who mine is. But go on, I'll let you...
I think it was the Ultimate Warrior.
Well, that's my favourite wrestler.
But
if that's who Kurt went to school with, that's hilarious.
And that's how you two probably became friends. Like that. Oh, it's the Ultimate... You actually probably thought it was him.
Bang on, Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Can I have a guess? Oh, yeah, no, you've...
Cush, you can.
I've run out of guesses anyway, I'd only got Undertaker and The Rock.
Well, given he's just told you it was.
I know that!
Yeah, and he'd still get it wrong.
I know.
It was my favourite wrestler, and I actually went to school... on fancy dress.
Brilliant.
Dressed up. So bear in mind, I went to school, and at that age, I was a bit younger. It wasn't 97, it was before he left WWF, so I was a bit younger than that. And I went to school genuinely. Bear in mind, I was, let's say, a little overweight as a child at that age. Okay. And I went to school in swimming trunks. All right. That was it. Swimming trunks.
What? Not the yellow and purple and pink with tassels.
With fluffy boots. And tassels hanging off my elbows.
Yeah, that's what he used to do, isn't it?
You had Speedos on.
Yeah, and my face painted, obviously, as Ultimate Warrior.
That is brilliant.
I loved him that much.
Did you have a wig? Because he had longish hair, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a wig. I mean, yeah, you know. But yeah, so the... I saw it, and when you just get that pang of nostalgia?
Yeah.
I loved the Ultimate Warrior. And I just remember thinking to myself, how massive was wrestling then? I mean, I know it's still a big sport now. Don't get me wrong. I know it is. It's still huge. But I felt as though when I were that age, 13, 14 kind of age, everybody loved wrestling.
If it was younger than that. We were 9, 10 when Hulk Hogan and they were around. We were younger than that.
Yeah. I mean, even we can sit here now. Even Mark...
Hello.
No, knows Giant A-Stacks.
I know Giant A-Stacks. Big Daddy
or whatever. But we could sit here now, We're not overly sporty people.
No.
Do you know what I mean? But still rattle off. I reckon I could rattle off 10 wrestlers from that decade. Go on then. From that era.
Go on then.
Ooh, I've said it now, Anna. Yeah. Okay, Ultimate Warrior, yeah. Hulk Hogan, yeah. The Undertaker,
yeah.
Macho Man Randy Savage,
yeah.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
I forgot about him as well.
Legion of Doom.
Yes.
That's two.
They had the best costume, yeah, by
that's
the way.
Two. The Bushwhackers.
Yeah.
Bushwhackers, that's another two.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Yeah. Yes, he was my
Owen
favorite.
Owen Hart.
Yeah.
Razor Ramon.
Yeah. That's 10.
That's 10.
Well, you know, already mentioned British Bulldog.
British Bulldog, yeah.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels,
yeah.
Well, hang on, he's got a bit of a boring name compared to these other guys, hasn't he? It sounds like a window cleaner. I've never heard of these people.
Yeah.
Other than Undertaker and that's it.
IRS.
IRS.
What were you on about? Yeah.
That was...
Whoosh. No idea.
That was the... What were you called?
Million Dollar Man?
While you're thinking, no. Can I just interject? I'm going to do a bit of a Rob thing here, because obviously I know, you know, about things I don't know. Yeah. So are these all British or American or what?
American, apart from British Bulldog.
So British, what, were we fighting by himself then in UK?
No, he was done in America.
He were in a ring on his own over here, just running around slapping himself while everybody else were fighting each other.
Oh, so it was that then?
No.
Oh, so...
And you remember back then as well, health and safety weren't what it is now.
I haven't finished with my questions.
Go on then.
Hang on. So this big daddy, I remember him, but he went in America, were we? He were over here.
Do you know, can you remember his real name?
Oh, it got a female's name, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But Geraldine or something?
Geraldine. Tracy.
When you say it, I'll remember it. What was his name?
Shirley Crabtree.
That's it, Crabtree.
Shirley Crabtree, yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Sorry, Mark, that's what I was getting at earlier about the difference between, I believe it was WCW, but Mark might be right with WOW. Well, it was the British version of it.
Yeah.
Is it the same sort of timeline then?
They were a bit before. A bit before what I'm talking about, like the early 90s or whatever. They were more like the 80s. But yes, similar kind of thing, but the British boring version of it. So WWF was World Wrestling Federation.
Yes.
And that was all the American, the glitz, the glam, whereas, you know, the British version, as always,
Big Daddy, remember what you
fat people bouncing off of...
What his champ were?
Here comes Big Daddy.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Yeah, who's your daddy?
You need to get a crowd doing it.
I can't remember stuff, but...
Easy.
Is that it?
Need to get all the crowd. Easy.
That's when
we went into like finish them.
The time you're talking about was probably the time when Andre the Giant was about. As well.
Andre the Giant.
Who was he?
He were massive.
But he were. Well, giant egg stacks weren't big. Why they weren't they all big like fat men, weren't they?
Oh, Yokozuna.
Yes, Yokozuna. Yeah. Yeah.
The sumo wrestler. Yeah.
Did any of you have any of the figurines?
Yep.
And the ring and
the ring.
E Honda.
Yep.
E-Honda.
That was Street Fighter.
I have some really fond memories of WWF when we were younger. And then it kind of changed when it got to WWE. Vince McMahon kind of bought it, I think.
He did.
He was a
wrestler, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Vince McMahon was the chairman of WWF. He's been involved a long time.
Yeah.
But then there was something along the lines of he bought them out or whatever, and then he had to change the name.
Because you never really knew what was play and what was real, did you? You know, like you saw this character of Vince McMahon, you're like, does he really own it? Or is he just an actor that's playing as though he owns it and it's owned by a big conglomerate company and stuff? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but it wasn't, was it?
I mean, I don't want to take anything away from the athletes because that job must have been incredibly hard.
Yeah.
You know, the athleticism, the how fit they had to be and the punishment that they had to take. But it were funny, I still remember, you know, all them years ago having arguments with kids like about it being real or not.
Yeah.
It's not real. You know, these people have not been physically, you know.
And were you one of the one that was telling people that it wasn't real?
It wasn't real.
Because I would have been definitely the one on the other end going, oh, it is real.
Yeah, I don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it. I thought it were really good. I loved it.
It was just theatre in a theatre, in a ring.
Absolutely. But some people did believe it was real.
They still do.
Really?
Really? You think?
Yeah.
I think there's still people out there that think wrestling's real.
There's got to be.
Especially young kids. They'll definitely think it's real, but, you know. Wow. I remember the days when later
those
on.
Those middle-aged blokes that are still living at home with their mum and dad.
Papa Shango.
I don't remember him.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I remember getting more to like when we were 15 years old and you got WWE on the PlayStation. I spent some right hours playing that game on that. It was brilliant.
That's when no matter where you walked in ring, you're always walking sideways like that. Yeah. You can't really see me doing that, but you're like walking like a crab even though you're moving forward. Yeah. Because it doesn't turn.
Do you know what's really funny though, that you've said that? Literally about, it can't be more than 2 weeks ago that we had a conversation, because I don't know if you know, but The Rock has gone back into WWE.
Has he?
Yeah, he's gone back in.
Not full time.
No. As big as he is now, he's gone back into it.
Has the film dried up or something?
No, no, he's gone back in as a... Well, what I believe, he now owns part of WWE.
I don't know.
Yeah,
he'll be rich enough.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure he's gone in on it, and he's in on it now. And okay. So in order to launch it...
He's got his first fight against paper and scissors.
Oh dear me, that is terrible.
You're getting worse, Mark. Your material that you're writing for your stand-up show?
Yeah. But anyway, we're talking about it. We've got talking about The Rock and whatever. And I was just looking back at nostalgic, exactly where to remember some names. You know what I realised reading it? Do you know how many wrestlers have died at literally our age?
Well, I know Bret the Hitman Hart died, didn't he? Did he have cancer? Or a heart attack.
Bret Hitman Hart.
I didn't know he died.
Yeah.
Did he?
Actually, hold on. I wrote it.
I know Owen Hart died in the ring, didn't he?
So
he fell from
Owen
the,
Hart.
From,
yeah.
He fell from
Owen
the
Hart fell live during the show.
Yeah.
It was the WWE player. You know, like they used to have them live pay per views.
Oh,
it was 80 foot in the air.
Yeah.
And he fell
his
off.
His harness gave way.
Yeah. And he fell off and he died.
And obviously everyone in the crowd thought it was obviously part of the act. And it weren't.
How long ago? Excuse me. How long ago was this?
Early 2000s would it have been? Right. Owen Hart.
Do you know what? 1999.
Really? Oh, I were close.
So he was up on an harness or something, just gave when he fell in the ring, and then...
Yeah, he was going to enter the ring by obviously coming down from the ceiling or whatever. Yeah.
Like Mission Impossible type thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've just killed him off and he's still alive. I must have got him mixed up.
Who?
Bret Hitman Hart.
Yeah, I thought he died.
Was it Shawn Michaels that had died then?
Oh, maybe.
It was one of the handsome ones.
I can tell you that, because I was looking at this.
Hang on, I'm still on this point where you're coming down on ring.
And his harness gave way.
80 feet in the air.
80 feet. Nope. Shawn Michaels is still alive.
I'll crack on with this question. So how long? Because obviously you said...
What are you struggling with this, Mark?
No,
80 feet in the air, he fell.
No, not, that's not what I'm struggling with. It's because you just said it was part of the act, or people would think it's part of the act. A bit like the Tommy Cooper thing when he died on stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The organisers knew straight away.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, because it's the crowd that didn't know.
You know... Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying, because obviously if he's on decked out on middle at ring, they're going, oh, yeah, he's doing his thing here. Yeah.
Obviously, the organisers knew he weren't supposed to fall 80 feet.
Oh, okay, right. So they came on.
Yeah.
So, to answer my question, I don't know how many died in total at a young age, but literally, right, I'll read you some of them, see if you remember them. So, Chris Benoit was 40 years old. Eddie Guerrero, he was a little bit more near Rock's era, 38. Owen Hart, 34. Big Boss Man, 41.
Big Boss Man. That's another one. Yeah.
He was one of the IRS.
Oh, was he one of...
Yes, he was one of the...
Yeah, because they were a tag team.
He was dressed as a copper, though, weren't he? Big Boss Man.
He was a copper with a truncheon. That's right. Yeah. So, he was 41. Randy Savage, older, 58.
Yeah.
Rick Rude, 40.
Yeah.
Shad Gaspard. Now, I don't know who he is, but 39. Ultimate Warrior, 54. Mm-hmm. Andre the Giant, 46. Davey Boy Smith, which was British Bulldog, 39.
Yeah.
When you finish the list, let me come in with something.
Okay.
We might be here a while.
No, we won't. Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, he's not. He's dead.
At 44. At such a young age now, most of them died due to heart failure.
Yeah, well, it's steroids, isn't it?
Yeah. Steroids.
Let me clear that up. I've no idea whether it was steroids or not.
Yeah.
But you can imagine that there was a lot of steroids used.
Yes, and also injuries.
Yeah.
But some of the what they put the bodies through.
Yeah.
But the one that I did not know this. So Chris Benoit, right?
Sounds like something you order from a Chinese restaurant.
Do you remember Chris Benoit?
No.
He was a massive wrestler, probably just after that era that we've just talked about, more probably in between that and The Rock.
Yeah.
He, in 2007, he murdered his wife and his 7-year-old son and then committed suicide.
Wow.
Yeah. That's serious, isn't it?
Well, my question I'm going to ask you, you've already answered it, because I'm going to say, what did these all die of? But you've already...
There was one, I can't remember exactly what it was, died of cancer. But the majority of them were
heart issues. I reckon it might have been British Bulldog.
Yeah?
I'm probably wrong again. I usually
what about him?
That he died of cancer.
Yeah, I remember one of the really high profile ones.
Maybe. But what died of what?
Cancer.
Oh, right, yeah. Sorry. Right, okay. Yeah, it was... I did know. I'd seen it when I read something.
I mean, all these names you're coming out with, I've no idea what
really?
You're... I've no idea what you're talking about. Other than The Rock, which I think most of our listeners would know who he is. And, of course, people who don't follow wrestling, like me. I know Giant A-Stacks and that, I'm daddy, but only because it won... only because it won Grandstand on a Saturday afternoon.
I mean, I genuinely still remember the return of the Ultimate Warrior. It was on WrestleMania.
I don't even remember him first time, let alone return
number,
of him.
I don't know what number. And Hulk Hogan was fighting someone. Now, I must admit, I can't remember who Hulk Hogan was fighting at the time. But he was fighting and he was winning. It was the big main event of WrestleMania. And then Papa Shango came in, okay, and they ended up trying to double-team Hulk Hogan.
Right.
So he lost. So they were breaking the rules, you know, as they always did.
Rebels.
And Hulk Hogan started getting a paste in now. But you got to remember, his Ultimate Warrior was a very popular wrestler.
Yeah.
And he'd been out of it for about 2 years. And everyone, there was rumours that he'd died. There was rumours, you know, all sorts of stuff. And then all of a sudden, the lights went down at WrestleMania. And you were dum 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 dum. And the whole place just absolutely erupted. I'm still getting goosebumps now talking about it.
And didn't he just run straight down?
Ran straight into the arena.
Slid into the ring.
Slid into the ring. Sorted Papa Shango out. Sorted, you know, that's when Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan became
Excuse me, boys. Me and the other Mark's still here.
Sorry, guys. Listen, I love that era of wrestling.
Have any of you actually watched WWE wrestling live?
No, I've not watched it live. I watched Raw. It's rubbish.
I watched it Raw in Nottingham years ago. God. And I say years ago.
I'll have been in a pub.
Maybe 15 years ago. So not ages ago. But yeah, and it was brilliant. Live, it's something different.
It's behind you.
The amount of people that are hardcore fans, they go mad
Can I just ask you, because I know you guys have touched on to Hulk Hogan, I know always, weren't there some controversy about him or something years ago? Did he get up to something? You're going to come out with a joke here.
He went all in on Rocky when he was supposed to have been an exhibition.
Rocky what? As in...
You only get that if you've watched the Rocky films.
Yeah.
I have.
Right.
Oh, I haven't.
Rocky 3.
Yeah. It's supposed to be an exhibition and he goes in on him.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, hang on a minute. So then Rocky picks him up, doesn't he?
I don't remember that. I remember Mr. T being in
there. He fought Mr. T at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's why he's laughing at him, because Rocky's gone all soft doing all promotional stuff and right as this exhibition.
Hang on, guys. You're talking about films I've not seen again.
So let me guess. Mark has I haven't seen it yet.
Have you ever heard of a guy called Sylvester Stallone?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he's in it.
He plays a character called Rocky, and it's a boxing film. It's a boxing franchise, in fact, because there's multiples of
them. Yeah, I know. Just not seen them.
Any of them?
No, none of them.
Do you know Sylvester Stallone was bankrupt before that film?
Yeah.
So he actually...
Well, I thought it was Rambo that did the business for him.
No, so...
No, he's the same person.
So he wrote the film Rocky.
Yes.
And he tried selling it to all these publishers and film studios and stuff. Yeah. And kept getting turned down.
Until
he was literally on the point where he was homeless. To a point where he didn't want his dog to be homeless. He didn't want his dog, his prized possession dog.
Right.
He didn't want his dog to be on the street. So he sold his dog. And then he finally got Rocky got picked up, and with his pay from Rocky, he went and bought his dog back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The reason why we're getting, do you know why? The reason why he was getting stuck on getting the film signed.
No,
because he's ugly.
No, it's because he was adamant that not only that you bought the film, he had to play the lead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was part of the deal.
Well, that's probably the reason why.
No, can't see you doing it. And actually, turns out. Perfect.
Sorry, a crystal of sour has just dropped in my mouth from somewhere in my mouth, and I'm now choking again.
Rob's doing crystals in corner.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
But anyway, hey, how refreshing is that we've just had a conversation about a sport?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, sport,
we never talk about sport, do we?
Yeah. Well, we're not really sport people, are we?
No, not really.
But I don't think we can go through these podcasts at this current moment and not discuss a little bit of... I mean, there's a lot of sporting stuff that's happening at the minute, though, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, there is. Euros. Yeah.
Scotland going home.
Scotland went home. Yeah.
Some time ago.
Kind of on the cards.
Have you been watching any of the Euros?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't get into it this year. Right. I don't know why. I just can't get into it. And I'm one of them. I'm not into football. I know none of us are really massive into football, but I'm really not, and never have been. But in the recent years, whenever there's a big tournament, I've really got into it. Like, all of a sudden, TalkSport appears on the radio. You know, I never listen to TalkSport, but then these big championships come on, and I'm all in on it. You know, I want to keep up with what's happening and follow it. And I think it's because it's such a short period of time, and I don't need to know.
You think Euros is it's a month?
You've not even had a chance to read the rule book.
Yeah, but it's not.
I mean, think about it. Olympics is only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot going off in Olympics, yet Euros.
Yeah, but what I mean is it's not like a season of football. I just don't seem to have time to
follow it week after week.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know any of the names of the players and all the different teams and the history that comes behind each club and everything. So I find it too hard to get engaged with now.
I think I probably know more than you. I think that the
hype comes, I think, when England do well.
Yeah.
So when you have a lacklustre performance at 1-0 or you're winning 1-0, then they draw 1-0 and you're like, I've had enough of this. But England turn a team over and do 5 or 6-0, the country's like, hang on a minute, we believe. And everyone starts singing Three Lions, and then everyone gets roped into it.
Well, that's why I think you get so invested in, or I certainly got invested in women's football, you know, when the Lionesses were playing, because, you know, they did so well and you know, I could really get behind it. That was another one that I really got behind.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm just not.
You're not feeling it.
Too busy reading air conditioning manuals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, I am.
I have got a question for you, and this, I swear to God, this is not off the back of what Rob's just said. All right, just putting that out there. It was a genuine question that I wanted to ask, and then Rob just said this comment, and I thought, can I ask that question now? When did they stop swapping shirts at the end of a game on the internationals? When did that stop being a thing?
Ooh. When they stopped
why
it.
Why would what I say?
COVID made you think?
Football back in the day,
an
international game, they'd finish the game and they'd swap shirts.
Oh, right.
Every game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when did they stop doing that?
Brexit.
Playing Brexit.
We're not the squad saying, keep hold of your shirt, you need it for next match.
Well, no, because they wear different. They have new shirts done for every game. That's why they have the dates on them.
I only noticed that the other day, actually, funnily enough. And I thought, never noticed that before.
The balls also have the dates on them as well.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
The balls.
It'll be that same thing. When you go into a shop and it says, please keep 2 metres apart, because they've not taken the posters down from COVID. they've not changed the rulings back in football.
Did you see how the ball arrived on the pitch for the first match?
They fetch him on a drone.
Not this time, no.
What was it?
A guy flew in.
On the jetpack,
yeah. Oh,
wow.
That was brilliant, that.
I mean, what's weird about the shirts and all that lot, and you think about environment and talk about recycling, I mean, it's not good, is it? You know, I mean, a fresh shirt for every match.
They could quite easily wear another shirt twice.
They complain at me at McDonald's because I've got a plastic straw. I mean, I'm not really going to...
Yeah, but it's keeping Sheen in business.
But you think about the old score. It's a bit bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those straws are ridiculous. You can't even finish a milkshake and it goes to mush.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's not a good substitute for plastic, is it?
No.
Anyway, I prefer Olympics. I'm more hyped up for the Olympics and stuff than I have been over the Euros. I'm like Rob, I haven't really got into it this year that much.
No.
I'm not a big football fan. I follow a proper sport, Formula One. But
they just sit down raging out there.
Yeah, well, there's only 20 of them. That's it. They're not like 3,000 footballers.
Is F1 just not about who's got fastest car?
Who can drive it? Of course it's about the fastest car, but then it's about who's designed that car, why it's the fastest, who's driving it, the updates throughout the season. I'm just going to say, you don't get a draw in F1. That's all. You don't pay loads of money to go and sit and watch 22 men kick around a bag of wind and walk off and go, who won? Nobody. I mean, come on. Anyway, the Olympics.
I've got to be honest. I'm also not a massive fan of the Olympics. But this year, apparently, they're introducing some new categories.
They do every four years. They do introduce new categories and take some out as well.
I do know one that's coming in. I might actually do a bit of research in a minute and find out what they are. But one of them is one right up my street: breakdancing.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
breakdancing's coming into.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it used to be, didn't it? I think it used to be,
and then they've come back.
Oh, did it? What, like in the 80s when it was a bit?
Yeah,
when it
some
was
come and go. So. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I think so. You need to have a look now, Rob, because I don't know what new ones have.
Because some of the ones they take out, I mean, I'm making this up, but like they'll take stuff out like golf or tennis and things like, which you think they're quite big sports.
Yeah.
But they do randomly. I don't know why they do this, obviously to make room for new sports, but like really, breakdancing? Yeah.
I don't know, by the way. I don't know his answer, but it might have something to do with the country that it's in. Maybe, you know, what that's geared up for or what the popularity of a certain sport. I don't know.
Maybe, but the point with that is that it's Olympics is all about all the other countries taking part in it.
Yeah,
so surely,
it's
a valid point. But
You would, though, wouldn't you? If you were the host country and you were the best at something, you go, we're going to have that in because we can win.
I don't take that out. We're rubbish at that.
Yeah. I don't think they make the decision, do they?
Yeah.
It's the Olympic Committee.
Olympics, I love the Olympics.
Yeah.
I particularly like the boxing.
Yeah.
You get to see the up-and-coming amateurs that are potentially going to be making it professional.
Do they do wrestling?
They used to. Do they still do it?
Is Hulk Hogan in it and all that?
Not that kind of wrestling.
I don't know. I know they do judo and taekwondo.
They used to. But no, I get really caught up in it, particularly when it gets more to the final stage of the athletics, you know, track and field, that sort of thing. I like watching those.
I must admit, I've always been more of the ice skating, you know, style gymnastics. Always enjoyed that.
What's that one with the ribbon?
Ribbon dancing.
No, where they've got the ribbon and it comes under
gymnastics. I think,
ribbon dancing.
Yeah. Rhythmic, something or other, is it?
Well, the new ones that are coming in this year.
Tiddlywinks.
Breaking, which is breakdancing.
Yeah.
Surfing.
Hey, I'd be good at breaking.
Yeah, you would. Anything that you touch.
We're going to upgrade. What are you this time? A shovel.
So, breaking, surfing, skateboarding, and sport climbing.
I wasn't going to joke about it.
Is that rock climbing?
But not on a rock. I think there'll be different things, but some like speed, how quick they can get up a wall.
Well, there's a girl from, I think it's Sheffield, and I've forgotten her name. She's only in her early 20s, and they were talking about her, and they went to the climbing centre where she was training. Unbelievable.
Really?
Literally, hanging off one hand, and then being able to throw herself across onto another, I don't know what you call them, handle grips. Incredible.
I literally saw a video the other day of a woman going up a wall, and I swear, from the moment the gun going off,
what have you done? You burnt tea.
She's
going to go up the wall here.
Literally, she went from the gun going off to her getting to the top, which must have been.
She sounds like a serial killer.
It must have been, I dare say, 15 metres.
Yeah.
Might have even been a bit more.
Yeah.
And she got up there in about 3 seconds.
Yeah, they're like spiders.
It was like she was just running up a flat surface. It's like, wow. Do you know the funniest thing? Guess who's going to Paris on the day it starts?
You're going to Paris?
I'm not going to Paris, but we're going to France in the caravan. On the day we're travelling.
So on the opening ceremony?
The day before the opening ceremony.
Right.
We're going to France.
Wow, in the caravan.
That's going to be busy.
And guess what day we come back?
The day after it finishes.
Wow. Well, you do know that obviously they start the games before the opening ceremony, so it'll start the big games will start a week before.
About the seven P's.
Oh, well, that makes it a little bit better for me then, doesn't it?
Well, maybe not. Maybe it's even busier.
I mean, don't get me wrong, we're not going to drive through the centre of Paris, so...
What, with a caravan?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a good move, would it?
Exactly. Can you imagine, is it the Arc de Triomphe?
The Triomphe going round there?
Going round that, caravan on back. That would make an epic YouTube video.
That we'll never see.
Absolutely. But yeah, so obviously we'll be going around the outskirts, but still, the timing cart is not good, is it, really?
No.
I was like, we picked the right one here.
You see, I enjoy Olympics, but I can't talk about the Olympics without just remembering how amazing London 2012 were.
Oh, incredible.
And I know that sounds very biased coming from us as British, whatever, but surely no one can tell. It was incredible.
The opening ceremony was incredible.
How amazing was that opening ceremony?
I mean, they had the Queen involved.
Yeah?
Yep.
With James Bond.
Daniel Craig... went to see the Queen, didn't he, and then jumped out of the...
They had a body double as well for the Queen doing it as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was just brilliant.
It wasn't Daniel Craig that jumped out of the plane, by the way.
It wasn't a plane, but I guess
an helicopter.
Yeah. It was directed by Danny Boyle, wasn't it?
It was. And what a great job he did. I mean, everything, the way that it pulled together all of kind of culture, you know, what's important to Britain, you know, just... sport, just everything.
The music.
Yeah, the music.
I met a couple of people that were involved in the opening ceremony. And they were the same company that I did back then. And they were signed to secrecy. Sworn to secrecy. So they asked for loads of volunteers to come forward, and then you get randomly selected. These two got selected to do it, and they were making up all sorts of stories about where they were going and what they were doing until it took place.
Really?
They were there, yeah.
Wow.
And that's apparently what they did with everybody, because there were thousands of people involved.
That's great as well, to be able to say that you were part of that.
Yeah.
I think the thing is that does blow my mind about Olympics or athletes in general is the money difference between when you look at... Don't get me wrong, I understand about where money comes from in sport, and the more money that's in sport, then the more money they get paid. I understand all that. But there is a massive, massive difference in that. I mean, when you think about, for instance, match it up against footballers, boxers, golf, you know, players or whatever, and then you have these people, like runners or, you know, athletes, sorry, that literally spend their life dedicated...
Yeah.
To running 100 metres
and having to raise the money to do so, and getting sponsors
and having to raise the money themselves to do it.
Yeah.
And even, you see, the thing is, sorry, I know we've just talked about Formula 1. Formula 1 is very similar. You've kind of got to fund yourself all the way through.
With a multi-billion pound car company.
Well, but you know, you've got to get sponsorship, or you've got to pay for it yourself, and that's why they say it's a bit of a rich man's sport and stuff.
Like John Player Special and things like that. Are they still sponsors?
Yeah, they're not allowed. I bet they wish they could be.
But are the winners of F1 not paid handsomely when they do win?
Yeah. So you've got to come all the way up through karting and through different, what they call different formulas.
Yeah.
But even Formula 2, which is only one down from Formula 1, you don't get paid. So you're still with a team and stuff like that, you don't get paid. Wow. Everything you do is through sponsorship and stuff. You only get paid when you get into F1. Now, what I'm saying is, the difference again there is when you get into F1, it's crazy money.
Mm. Yeah.
But even the likes of...
So much so, you don't pay tax.
Yeah. They all live in Monaco, that's why.
Yeah.
But at least that's crazy money. You can have an Olympian that becomes a gold medalist, or even a double gold medalist...
And it almost seems like they just get a pat on the back. Careless.
And they still might have to get a job in 5 years' time. Well, they dedicate their entire life, their entire youth, and stuff like that.
Bradley Wiggins has gone bankrupt.
Has he?
He's declaring bankruptcy, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you're right, it does feel unfair, because surely, you know, in sport, because it is sport, I mean, athletics, Olympics, or boxing, or golfers, it's sport.
Name some more sports.
and the point is with it, is that you should be paid for the skill of what you do.
Yes.
Like, let's say footballers.
Yeah.
But like, as Kirk's just said, athletics, you're not paid. Again, it's all down to how sports work with the money. But it's completely unfair.
Yeah. The amount of dedication that's needed.
Exactly. That's what you should be paid for. But it, depending on what sport you're in, it depends on what you're paid. Like a footballer's kicking a football about and he's getting paid millions. Yeah, these athletes are running around and not getting paid.
And do they get paid anything if they win an Olympic event?
There's no prize money.
There isn't, is there?
No.
So it's pretty much the sponsorship off the back of the fact that
you've
won.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm sure Usain Bolt ain't short of a few quid.
Well, they won't be with a Virgin sponsorship and all that
exactly,
sort of
but
stuff.
That's, that's the thing that they get the money from.
Yeah.
But you can have just someone that wins a gold medal, which, don't forget, that is meant to be the pinnacle of their career.
Yeah.
Winning a gold medal at the Olympics. Mm. And get nothing.
Yeah,
take it straight down to the local pawn shop.
Yeah.
And weigh in.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's crazy, that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely crazy.
Time at the bar, please.
We'll talk about playing games. It's time for Wheel of Features.
Yay!
Here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Come on.
He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
So first off, we've got to address what the bloody hell is that?
That's still got it, have we?
No,
what the bloody hell is it?
No one's got it. So are you ready? I'm going to play it again.
Go on.
Here we go. Any wiser?
A transformer.
No.
I'm never getting any wiser.
No? Okay, well, we'll let it roll one over. If it don't get done next week, I think we might have to give it away.
Yeah, or at least a clue.
A clue.
Okay, give it another week.
Yeah.
And then also, it's over to you, Mark, for Kazoo song is it anyway?
Oh, the answer from last week. Richard played it.
Yes.
That was very...
Oh, my gosh. It was very difficult.
Interesting.
It was very difficult.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He hadn't tuned it at all, had he? In fact, I dare say he'd got earplugs in. I hadn't tuned it and never heard the song before. So should we play it again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, it goes like this.
I really don't know.
I'm telling
if
you
I
now.
Had to, if I had to really have a guess now, it'd be Happy Birthday.
Yeah, really? That's my best guess. Mark, have you got anything?
It's just the noise. I just can't get a tune out of it.
And we've certainly not had anything off any of our listeners, have we?
No.
Right, Mark, put us out of his misery, please.
It was Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
Oh, you know of what? Course it was.
Yeah. Really?
Really? I know now that I said it.
Yeah, absolutely, we all do.
Not really.
That is absolutely brilliant. Well... Yeah. Thanks for that one. Shall we move on to this week's?
Oh, yeah, let's spin the wheel.
Yeah, spin the wheel.
Shall I do the honours?
Spin it. Here we go. What is it?
Hey, it's me again.
Oh, what a chances. Two weeks in a row.
And I've been preparing because this time, Rob, I've got a trailer.
You've made one.
Yeah. It's taking me nearly as long as what it takes Rob to do a YouTube video.
Let's have a listen.
Here he goes.
Your tuning is much better.
You've been practicing, haven't you?
They're going to send me to NASA and I can do that when a spaceship goes off. call them spaceships.
So you're going to play the tune.
I'm
going to
play a song and you've got to guess where it is.
Right, okay.
Here we go.
Is Richard back?
Oh, my God.
Does he go past this bit?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Well done. We certainly
got more than we got with Richard's.
I'm going to give you a round of applause for that.
Yeah, well done.
Happy birthday.
Summer of 69. Get in touch, guys.
I think I know what it is.
I think we know what it is. But let's leave it for you guys to see who can get involved.
I think we should ask Richard, see if he knows what it is.
And on that fine note.
Absolutely, guys.
See you next week. See you
next week. Bye-bye. Hang on. Don't press stop yet. It's me, Mark. Not Rob. I've got to tell you guys, we want you to do us a big favour. We want you to cast a vote for us for the British Podcast Awards and the Listener Choice Awards. You can find all the details on our socials and all the links are there. We'd really appreciate it if you could just take 2 minutes to do it for us, because we'd really appreciate it. So just do that for us and for the rest of the lads. Thanks.
How many photos are on your camera roll right now? Enough to stress you out? Same. Here's what finally worked for me. Chatbooks. And they've got a podcast exclusive deal that's honestly wild. 12 monthly mini photo books for just $12, plus free shipping. That's a full year of printed memories for less than a month of streaming. Go to chatbooks.com/get12. That's chatbooks.com/get12 and grab it before it's gone.